This is CliffCentral.com. And he had a plan for the come up already, had a plan up the game, and never ever had a start with a run up already. Mixed the cold in for the pain. I already knew I was gonna be gone, so I already.
Oh, yeah. Listen up, y'all. Did y'all hear that? That was my nigga Cardo.
Heat.
With a track already. Do y'all hear the bass? Y'all feel the bass shake in your ears? Wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're listening to us on your phone, what the fuck is up? You're chilling with the worst guys.
We in the building.
You can't hear yourself. Let me turn you up there, dog. How you feeling?
I'm feeling.
Oh,
uber
that
fresh.
Is much more sexy right there.
Uber fresh.
We are in the building, and as usual, it's a beautiful sunny day on this worst Wednesday. Is it not? We have such a super hot fire show for y'all today, man. I can't even describe it right now, but I kind of have to because that's my job and shit.
Yeah.
So today we have a super dope up-and-coming rapper named Cardo up in the building. And as well, later we'll be joined by a drag queen comedian named Felicity Spitfire. Like, I've personally never met a drag queen comedian. Have you, Rhea?
It's not necessarily one of my life goals to meet a drag queen, first of all.
What if she's funny? What if she's like the next Eddie Izzard, dog? What if, like, she's going to steal our guaps in the game, bruh?
She or he?
Yeah. Well, I actually don't know how you'd...
Is a she?
We'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out. So yeah, Felicity Spitfire is going to be in the building a little bit later. But for now, let me catch up with my boy, Erichab.
Yo, dog, what's happening?
Dog, bruh? It's been too long since you've been all up in the studio. So, yeah, just tell me a little bit about what's going on in your life, G.
Like I said all the time, when I come into the studio, it's just purely by chance these days because the hustle is so strong, man. The hustle is too
strong. Hey, dog,
strong.
You have to have chest muscles, you have to have biceps, you have to have back
about,
muscles.
Talking about gains, dog.
Oh, look at this guy's gaining, dog. Hey, we might just get strangled up in this bitch, but it's nigga. All right, but it's cool.
Nah. I'm not about that.
You're not about the violent
I'm not about that life. Let me tell you though, maybe in the bedroom, you know. I'm a 50 Shades kind of guy.
Oh, 50 Shades in the building. All right,
and
cool.
And come to think of that, you know, women are actually freakier than men.
Ooh. Yeah. I actually have to agree with
women
that.
Women are freakier than men.
Yeah.
And men, we think we're freaky, but we are like...
children.
Divided by 10.
All I'm saying is it takes some balls to swallow cum, dude. That's all I'm saying. And women, only women do that shit.
If she swallows your cum, you can chower for the rest of your life.
For the rest
Even
of your
if
life.
She's
it's
married,
a commitment.
You will still chower. I'm telling you.
It's a commitment. It's like
dude.
A wedding.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
There's nothing more serious than swallowing your jizz, bro. But yeah,
wait,
women
wait,
are
I
freaking.
Still want to get back to that point of yours, okay?
What?
So, no, I'm not going to let you slide and act as if you didn't say this.
Okay.
We was having chats.
Yeah.
And you were saying, if niggas could suck their own dicks, we would do it.
Yeah.
Hell no.
You say no.
Hell
like, okay, like,
no.
Imagine if we had paws, right?
Yes.
No opposable thumbs. We'd be some dumbass animals on some... Imagine if we had opposable thumbs. Would you jerk yourself off? That's probably
That's
the question.
That's a different story.
Why is it different?
Are you going to put your penis in your mouth?
If I make other people do it, surely I should be able to do it myself. I can't subject others to this. You wouldn't. Okay, the niggas in the studio are not agreeing with me. Let me get Carter involved. Let's get some.
Then some pre-ejaculation. Are you also going to swallow your
No, cum? I'm not going to swallow. I'll just be like, hey, dodge. Then I finish with my hand.
How do you know when to judge? That's why it's called pre-mature ejaculation. You never know when it's going to come.
All I'm saying is that... we are some dirty motherfuckers. We wank. We self-pleasure. So that would just be another way we could please ourselves without help.
No.
And I can... okay, I'm not going to guarantee it, but in a parallel universe.
Wrong.
That's all I was saying.
Wrong. You cannot put wanking and a blowjob. Yes.
the most dirty motherfucker I know. Yeah.
Hey, bruh, that's not even... Ophelia. if you say your own day,
Ophelia. But let's not forget, it's all hypothetical. I'd probably get somebody else to suck it for me still in that world too. That would probably be
next
better.
Next thing you know, you're sucking it with it. Come, baby. Let me show you how it's done.
Together, yeah.
Cease, man.
She'll tackle the balls, I'll tackle the tip. All right. So anyway, that's just a side note.
But,
we drifted off topic a little bit there. But yeah, how you doing? You in the gym, dog?
Yeah, back in the gym. I've been doing this GVT training program. It's actually helped me put on some legitimate size because I was drowning in my work suit, bruh.
Oh, really?
I was drowning. Shirts with too large, suit was too large. But now I'm filling it out, you know what I'm saying?
Are people noticing? Are people like, hey, you're getting a little bit buffy, boy?
I'm getting side eyes from the females, ooh, you know. Women are breaking their necks trying to look back at me. I'm like, just chill out.
Just take it easy, man. You'll see me on the men's health cover soon.
No.
And then you can go ahead and do whatever you want to that
you
image.
You know, I'll sign your copy specifically just for you.
Just for you, baby.
Just for you.
Just for you. And if she's shopping around at Louis, she's got that guaps. Maybe some potential Ben 10 business for you?
No. I'm not about...
Just so you know, it's a business right now.
I'm not about that blessed life.
You're not about it.
You got... Wow. You know. Okay. My minimum requirement is going to be 200K. Start off.
200K? Like hey. What? Per month?
Hey.
Or is this a wage? A weekly wage?
Hey, we can talk weekly wage. Because then it's 800K a month.
We're going to be like... You're going to cost like a footballer, dude. As much as a European footballer costs. That's
man,
expensive.
I got more skills than Zlatan.
Ooh,
okay.
Boys. You know
I
how to shoot that shot. You know how to shoot
Zlatan.
That shot.
I don't just shoot. I shoot long distance. Long all strokes.
All right. Yeah, you told us about your hour-long or DJ Kent Ultimix long sexual experience. All right,
guys,
cool.
Guys, just word of advice. You know, you need to make love to your woman listening to music.
All the
first
time.
First of all, it's going to help you with your performance. It's going to cut the time that she takes to cross the finish line in half. Because the music is already making her go insane in the membrane.
Especially if it's somebody who can sing really well. Just put on some Frank Ocean, dog. I'm telling you.
You know
he'll
do
the warm-up and then you can just finish
her.
Nah,
The Weeknd, dog.
The Weeknd, yeah, actually. The Weeknd is the fires. The fires. You want to be high for this. You know what I'm saying? You want to be high for this. Anyway, we drifted so much. I feel like we just got a vibe today. You know what? Let's say fuck the news, man. Fuck the news. The news is trash. We were going to talk about elections and all that bullshit.
There's always bad news. It's the same shit, just a different day.
Yeah. Just one thing we have to talk about in terms of that is the fact that the EFF is now saying that they want to have a coalition with the DA. That's what's happening on the Times Live side right now.
You know what pisses me off about this?
Yeah.
This is like that kid on the block. Listen to me saying on the block in high school or some shit like that, right? I was talking shit about this other kid, you know, because he's a nerd, and then afterwards he wants to go to that nerd and ask that nerd to help him with his homework. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You can't be talking smack about somebody and then just let's work together now. Let's work together.
Yeah.
Don't be quick to forget
quick
what
to
you
forget.
Said about me.
Yeah.
Don't be quick to forget.
Nah, I feel that, but I'm saying they're in such a good position of power now. What Mbuyiseni Dlozi was saying is that they've just filled the gap of those people who were not particularly excited about voting for the ANC anymore.
Yeah, true.
So that's the difference that they've made in the whole sphere. And the fact that the EFF has even made itself a part of the conversation this big way is crazy. You know what? Actually, I'm going to give my boy Juju a round of applause for that shit. You deserve that shit, dog. He's been working.
He's been working for this country.
You know what I'm saying?
Country.
Just
but
because he's had his back against the wall from the beginning.
No, straight up. But like, I see the EFF being what Cope tried to do. Like, to try and split that ANC share.
Yeah, but the Cope just fucked it up, essentially.
No, Cope had no hope.
Yeah,
right?
Cope had no hope, and neither did Akgang, because they were just being dodgy as shit. But yeah, Julius Malema and his crew, well, he hasn't spoken to media much, but his crew are actually making waves, which is really impressive to me in the short space that they've been around. They are now a crucial part of the puzzle, never mind just a part of. So the DA has to be willing to be educated by the EFF.
What's the likelihood of that happening?
It's very unlikely, because we know the DA caters to a certain minority. We won't mention which one.
You know that cuckoo.
I'm in love with the cuckoo. That's what the DA is about. But yeah, so he says that, Ndlozi says, if in order for them to actually make this coalition work, the DA has to be willing to be educated by the EFF, because their direction is for economic equality or freedom, actually.
You see, this is going to be like the deciding factor of what, for me, this is going to be like the deciding factor of what the DA is really about. You see what I'm saying? Because if they are willing to be open-minded and educated by the EFF, hey, you know, then it means that everybody's going to have that economic freedom.
Yeah.
For me.
Do you think they're willing to? In all honesty, like, look at the way the DA is set up.
Hell no.
Look at the puppets that they put out in play.
Hell no.
No names mentioned there either.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? This is, it's, it's, It's like a match made in hell or heaven, because the two opposite ends are colliding now, and now they have to. It's like making oil and water mix. How do we do that?
You can't, bro. You just have to continuously stir the shit out of that shit.
And see what comes up. Maybe it's a mess, maybe it's not. But that's the most interesting thing for me, is that the EFF is actually having a real say in what's happening in our country.
They're making waves.
And yes, they are. And in terms of having a say, without having a say, a lot of people just neglected to vote because of the fact that they're not happy with any parties that are available.
If I was running, I would have voted for myself.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of like the only thing you can say, really, because there's just not any options. And we may be one of those people, but I mean, like, we also have an influence in withholding that vote and saying we're going to make a difference by not giving you guys the satisfaction.
Yes.
Exactly. Like, we have a voice in silence.
Like, motherfuckers try and run up on me and say, like, yo, why are you not voting? Don't be an asshole. Okay, go vote.
Yeah.
Go vote.
And I'll be out here.
You know, like, my life hasn't changed since 92.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people don't agree with that,
but
that's, I don't
your
give a
life.
Shit about
yeah,
your
yeah,
opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's my opinion. It's my life. What benefits me? Has nothing changed?
No. Nothing will.
In
and
my life.
Who do you know how to trust? Yeah, I mean, how do you know who to trust? Got that the other way around there. But how do you know? Because Zilla's out there playing her own game. She's still in the game, boy.
Yeah,
tweeting racist shit. You know, people are too woke, whatever. We see you.
Bro.
We see you, dog. Bro. So I don't trust them homies. So I won't vote for nobody I don't trust. It's that simple. I won't settle for bullshit. Stop settling, y'all.
Yeah, I'm sure my man, he's getting fucked so hard he can't even get an erection anymore, dog. That
guy, yeah,
that
his dick is getting real sad right now. You see, he wouldn't have that problem in a parallel universe because everybody would be on him.
All I know is that when that guy says goodbye to the world, heaven is going to be like, nah, nigga.
You see, the best part about this is that the NC has finally realized that they can't misuse the country like that, because we're woke, dog. We're people who are politically conscious. And
never.
Yeah. See, no. And you see, that's the problem. They've taken advantage of us, and we're saying no more. None of that. We will not allow it.
Like, how you think you're going to get more votes, but you're doing this censorship cuck?
And you're doing dabs at shit.
Dude,
at rallies.
This,
you think you can
this,
win us with your dab?
Tech. I saw this one graph representation of the votes for Gauteng municipals. So now, like, ANC had about, like, 43 point something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the chart was, like, sky high.
Yeah.
Then the DA had, like, 41. All right, 2% shy. Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
But their graph was like so big, bro. So big.
Small.
And the EFF had like 10, and it was the DA's one was closely messed up with the EFF's one. But I'm like, wait a minute. But these stats don't even make sense.
Because the EFF point line graph is pointing much higher, even though it's just 2% different.
I'm like, how does this make sense?
Propaganda, baby.
Propaganda.
We call that propaganda. But anyway, the NC has to be more woke, especially because they need the EFF now. And Julius is just not on their side, man. Mm. Not on their side.
Julius is right now, he's singing, you need eating me.
He is, dog. He's celebrating. Okay, last thing on the news before we get into our special guest for today. The Olympics are on. What do you think about what's cracking at the Olympics? What are your favorite sports out there, dog?
I really feel bad for any other sport out there except the athletics, because, you know, it must be pretty shit playing like javelin, bruh. Like, I don't think nobody watches you.
Javelin, I'm sure there's some.
Or long jump. Long jump is some cuck. Like, what are you in life if you had to apply javelin in a real life situation? What the fuck are you going to be trying to throw that far?
I think with long jump, you can learn, like, Tsotsis probably need to learn how to do long jump.
High jump.
Jumping over dogs as well is important. You know, you've got to be able to jump if you're a criminal. That's the number one.
I can tell you what sports are beneficial.
Yeah.
Okay. Running.
Yeah.
High jump. You know what I'm saying? For my Tsotsis out in the hood. Word up.
Shout out. Get your bread, nigga.
Yeah. You know, swimming. Swimming is vital. Yeah. And I need to start seeing some black people in that pool, man.
Yeah, me too. It's 2016. Where y'all black people's minds? And
we need
start
to start
swimming,
seeing some
yo.
Black people in the swimming pools. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Maybe wait for Nick Eric. He's got something hidden up his sleeve.
Yeah. No, he's got a lot of shit hidden up his sleeve. Man, that guy's actually making it, bruh.
I saw him
with a picture with Sonny Bill Williams. He was our flag bearer. What else? Serena Williams. He has a picture with Serena Williams. He's fucking with the excellence, bruh.
No, but if he's chowing the Royals, he must just keep chowing.
Yeah,
and
keep it quiet. Like maybe
he's got a nice thing going on. He's all about God and stuff. So nobody will ever suspect him.
Yeah, man. And he was slow in high school. Well, not slow, but we went to high school.
That
yeah,
guy.
You guessed that
Let me
guy.
Tell you, everybody out there, Figile Mbalula,
listen
sports
up.
Minister, listen. I beat Wade from Niekerk.
He
in
did.
High school.
He did. There's
I
a witness.
Beat Wade from Niekerk. Come select yeah. me. Give yeah. me a sponsorship.
T-Mobile. Exactly. But yeah, shout out to him and the team there. I'm keen to see the synchronized swimming, man. I think synchronized swimming is by far my favorite. It's just, it's intense, dog, breathing underwater like that, doing all that shit.
How's that beneficial for your life?
Ah, bro, breathing underwater. This world is 70% water. One day, we all gonna need to swim. And those who can't swim...
Hey, I can swim.
Can
I
you
swim.
Can you dive? Can you dive?
I don't need to know how to dive. Is that if that water level is rising slowly, I'm already, you know, submerged into the water. So now,
yeah. All right, so catch the Olympics. Yeah, it's been great catching up with the news and what's been popping. Mostly just election stuff. Now that that's gone away, we're gonna talk about what's popping in our everyday lives. The shit that we love to enjoy, namely, rap.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say weed.
Oh, no, that too. But I mean, like, the two go very well together. Cardo.
What up?
Speaking to the mic, dog. Let the people know you in the building. We'll
what's
say what's
up. It's the boy Cardo out here. What's happening?
Away. Easy, up? Dog. Good to have you in studio with us today. Man, I was just saying I checked your music video out for Squad.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Snap.
That's some bougie shit y'all are doing there, popping champagne. That crib was massive as. Whose house was that, dog?
It wasn't anybody's crib. We shot it in my hometown in Zanin.
Oh, Limpopo, you're from Limpopo.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Limpopo,
lots of avocados.
Yeah.
And bananas. nah, that's
tons
cool.
And tons of them, yeah.
All right, so now what brought you to Johannesburg? Why don't you pursue your rap career in Limpopo?
There's more plugs in Jersey.
There's all the plugs in Jersey, right?
All the plugs are right here in Jersey. You guys are in Jersey.
Exactly. If you're a young hustler, come to Johannesburg. But I mean like hustler, real hustler.
You know,
fake niggas.
I was even saying that. I mean, like, there's nothing that you can get. Well, there is something, you know, you can start up somewhere else, but the real takeoff happens in Johannesburg.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Unless you're like a model, then you need to get your ass down to Cape Town.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like for anything else,
yeah,
trust.
You gotta come to the city.
Yeah, this is where the gold is.
It's
different kind of gold. It's dressed in Nelson Mandela and it's paper. That's what's happening in Jersey. The Medivs are popping here.
Yeah.
So you're in Joburg. When did you get here?
2011.
Yeah. And you've been on the grind since?
Ever since. Since before then even.
Yeah.
So I just came here to elevate it.
All right, cool. Tell me about what made you want to be a rapper.
Shit, man. Just rap music in general. I've always loved rap music, man.
Yeah.
I love all genres. Yeah. Like the quiet doors and the houses and all of that. But rap just spoke to me. So I'm like, all right.
Who's your favorite rapper? Or give me your top five. Because three
like
is hard.
Gucci, man.
Give me your top five. Yeah, maybe
five.
It might be a tough question, but
it is.
Yeah,
it is,
we
it
have
is.
To try.
Top five.
Like dead or alive?
Let's say alive, because dead is another
alive.
Conversation
top
entirely.
Five
top five alive.
Right
now, who you feeling over the last couple of years or
couple
last,
of years?
Yeah,
like 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Plus
let's say
5 years. If we're talking dead, like alive artists. I can't cut him out. Drake's definitely in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put A$AP Rocky in
there. Dope, dog. I love A$AP Rocky.
Yeah,
visionary nigga.
I'll put A$AP. I'll put Guap.
Oh, okay. Do I know Guap? Wait, should I know Guap?
Come on, dog. You don't know Gucci.
Oh, Gucci, man.
He's
a Gucci nigga.
He looks like
I'm such a little Gucci fan that I don't even know his nickname is Guap. All right, so Guap. Gucci. Yeah.
Guap. Who else would I put in my top five alive right now?
Me?
Yeah, I don't want to.
You spit?
We might just spit, dog.
You want to make this an Eminem and Drake kind of thing?
It ain't popping like that.
It ain't popping like that.
Shady, I'm cool with you.
Yeah.
So wait,
you
to
say
white.
Do you rate Shady would win against Drake?
Against Drake, it depends on what they.
What do you mean it depends?
It depends. If you guys are talking like.
Mark,
if you guys
cut
are talking
the interview.
Hit singles. Come on. If y'all are talking hit singles in 2016, what would you rather listen to, Eminem or Drake? Real talk.
Okay, can I tell you something?
But I'm saying in a rap battle.
In a rap battle, I mean, come on. Come on. Of course, everyone knows Shady's going to body that boy.
But how, though? How? I say, Doug, okay, that's true.
He's shady.
He is shady.
Shady's buddied everyone.
Yeah, I saw something very interesting on my Twitter. It's like, okay, there's a generational gap. It's like, Shady is one of the greatest master lyricists of all time, which is 100% true.
Yeah.
But also, the other side of the coin is like, well, has he made a hit in 2016? Can you twerk to his music? You know, so like these artists now are genuinely targeting a different market. There's a different way of thinking about hip-hop. Mm. And I say, in that new age shit, Drizzy's got it, dog. That's what I actually think. It would be a tight match. I'm not gonna say Drizzy or Eminem would take it, but I don't think it's far fetched. I don't think Eminem would just body Drake.
Nope. I feel like if they said, okay, you guys need to battle straight up front, you versus you, it's a battle right now, Drake would get bodied.
Nah. Regardless, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you're talking about like freestyle battle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no,
to
fucking hells, yeah.
But then
I saw Drake.
If the very next day they were like, okay, both y'all go into the studio and
write some
make
shit.
A hit.
Yeah.
But apparently that's how it's going to be because Drake is already working on it.
Then we already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
We already know.
There's going to be 1-1. Yeah. That's probably what they're trying to do, actually keep us on the hook for as long as possible. You never know what the man with the power has or what he's doing, what he's like.
Pushing them buttons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So, wait, we weren't finished with your top five. We've got Drake in there, we've got Gucci in there, we've got ASAP in there.
I'll put Eminem in
there. Eminem in there.
Yeah, and Jay-Z.
And Jay-Z. All right, cool. No Kanye West feature? The man with the most Grammys?
Ah, man, Grammys or not, man, this is my top.
All right, that's true. That's true. That is true.
I can respect
I respect that completely as well. Maybe I'm out here because I love Kanye West. I've been riding on him lately, man.
How you feel about Yeezus?
Dope ass, dog. Being in the gym with Yeezus playing in your ears, boy, you will go in, boy.
Yeah.
Strange fruit hanging. Yeezus is dope. I don't care what anybody says. Kanye West has not released a bad project, in my opinion. But like we said, music is subjective, right?
Mm-hmm. He's so future thinking. That's the thing. Like it defeats me, bro. Like I'm weak at my knees when I listen to that guy's music.
I think he might just be the second coming. I tweeted that the other day, and one of my friends replied, "Is like Jesus walks." maybe he does, but alright. So let's go into your career, Cardo, and tell me what your vision is as a rapper. What do you want to do? What is the gap market missing that you want to, you know, fill? What do you want to fill in the market right now?
Well, I'm from Limpopo, bro. You know what I mean? So like, I know that like hip hop right now in South Africa has never had a cat from Limpopo like go the real distance. There've been cats from Limpopo that came in and came out and came in and came out. I'm trying to go all the way through, bro.
What is all the way through for you?
I'm trying to win the summers, you know. I'm trying to collaborate with international artists. I'm trying to collaborate with the best artists in the country. I'm trying to get the endorsements. I'm trying to change the culture. I'm trying to shift the culture. I'm trying to inspire people. I want to go all the way, the same way how other artists from around the country that did get into this hip hop scene have done that. I want to be the first from my home.
So locally, who do you aspire to? Or who do you enjoy listening to?
Locally, yo, I enjoy listening to a lot of people, bro. Right now, I'm listening to a lot. I'm listening to this cat, Your Boy Skills. He just dropped a project just recently. It's called Geeked Up in the City. You guys should check it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fly, really fly stuff. I do bump Casper.
All right.
I feel Casper. Like, I like Casper's message, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
More than the technical part of his rap, I like his message, you know
okay,
what I mean?
which is summed up to be?
To be just to inspire people.
Yeah.
You know, straightforward, no bullshit. Yo, you can like my raps or not like them, but I'm here to inspire you.
And I'm doing the damn thing.
And I'm doing that damn thing. I'm just trying to inspire you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel AKA has always been a swaggy cat, you know what I'm saying? I've been bumping some Pretty Ugly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Pretty Ugly.
Yeah. Shout out. So yeah, because that's we've got a link from Soweto Inc. Those are the guys who hooked us up with you, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because those guys were in the studio the other day. They said they did some tattoos for Pretty Ugly as well, which is cool.
The homie, yeah.
So we all connected. Sisonke, baby. Mm-hmm, we all in this together. All right, so tell me about your discography, man. The music you've released, your favorite tracks, what people should go out there to listen to. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, what's up with that?
The first project that I ever dropped was like back in high school. I don't think you'll be able to get a hold of that no more. There's just physical copies. I pushed that by myself first.
Yeah.
And then right now I've just been dropping singles this year. So I dropped Squad. It did crazy, crazy, crazy numbers. You can find it at all radio stations. And the video is doing mad right now. Just got on bass.
Dope ass video.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I went top 10. SA Hip Hop top 10 on Trace.
Yeah. Y'all some young niggas winning.
Yeah, definitely, dog. Putting in this work. And Chanelot as well. And then I just dropped another single, the one that you just jammed now already.
Already.
Yeah, it's booming pretty well right now. People are receiving it pretty well.
Bass kicking through that shit, dog.
So are you working alone or what's happening in your...
I've got a whole team full of people, man. I got a whole team. It's me and the Faculty Entertainment and WAP Trends. And then obviously all my homies that I'm actually in the studio with. You know what I'm saying? Leslie Lay, Finesse, Your Boy Skills, Coop, Finesse Beats... P-Dog jumps in every now and then. P-Dog's from Durban.
Yeah.
He did that joint with Masandi.
Yeah.
That dropped a little while back. Yeah, so I'm just working with everyone. Like, you know that El Tito joint that dropped recently? The Oh No, with Witness the Funk.
Yeah, well, tell us, what about it?
That record was produced by my boy, Lay.
Oh, okay,
he's
cool.
He's also from Dineen.
Oh, all right. Limpopo, so you guys have got a cult going up there in Limpopo.
Yeah.
All right, nah, cool.
I want to know. In terms of filling the gap between international and local, what do you see? What do you think needs to be done?
I think what needs to be done is that local artists need to believe in themselves more, first of all.
So you think it's a lack of belief in themselves?
Partially.
Well, I mean, like, then you take it back to AKA and Casper. I mean, they're doing it for themselves. Both of them were on Shade 45 in the morning.
True.
So now, so for the other cats, I mean, we're talking about your Quester, talking about your LT Doe.
Mm-hmm.
I think KO is also doing it big and major for himself and low key, though.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, it's belief. You know what I mean? Those guys believed in themselves enough to take the first step.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The other guys that haven't done it just didn't believe in themselves.
Just interject on that. I think the problem is that our guys just aren't as good.
Well, what do you say about it?
I wouldn't say that.
Listen, let me give you a prime example. Okay, I went to the J. Cole concert, right?
Yeah, I was.
And
there too.
Dope. It was mad crazy, right?
Yeah.
I
so,
didn't go.
AKA was out there tweeting. He didn't perform, but he tweeted about the fact that local celebrities get treated differently from international artists.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, to me, it's because the international artists do so much better. They make so much better music. And I'm not even trying to suck their dicks. We could be great. Mm. There is potential that I know is international standard. Mm. But we don't have that. Not yet. Mm. I mean, when I listen to J. Cole in my ears, it just sounds better than AKA's levels. Like, there's just no debate about that. And it's about what I hear in my ears. It's not about this patriarchy thing. Is like, I have to love an artist because he's South African. Mm. I'll love you if you're dope. And also the other thing is that we love sucking the audience's dick, man. People in South Africa are afraid of the criticisms of South Africans. Don't you feel? Because like, South Africans are harsh. South Africans are extremely harsh.
That's why I respect AK.
Yeah.
That's why like
he's rolled with it. But that's his thing. He likes the controversy.
People undermine where he's come from. Like, I'm talking not even way back from Victory Lap. I'm talking way back entity, guy.
Yeah. And people South African audiences are harsh, man. I could say, like, remember when Percy came on to Jiji's J. Cole and how we're just like, nah, J. Cole.
Yeah.
People like it's hard to break that barrier when you start giving too much of a shit about how people receive you and think about you. Well, that's one of the things I think we should do too.
Doesn't that also go back to belief? Like belief.
Yeah,
in yourself?
For sure. Oh. No, I'm agreeing with you 100%. You need to believe in yourself so much that
everyone else does.
Yeah, and that everything else around you is just becomes noise.
Doesn't
you know, it's irrelevant.
Anymore.
Yeah, you're just so in tune with your star player that everything else is just a result.
Mm.
And that is obviously given to you by the Almighty. Well, how do you feel about God in rap? Because a lot of rappers are coming out with a lot of spiritual music.
Uh-huh.
Kanye West, Chance the Rapper. All these guys are speaking a lot more about God in rap. Do you believe?
I believe your religion is your religion, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your religion is your religion, fam. Like, I'm not going to knock anyone based on their religious beliefs. You know what I mean? Like, a guy like Kanye has been talking about God in his music.
He's been talking about himself being the God.
being the God as well. But we are all gods. I believe in Kanye.
Yeah, true. You know what I mean? So, like, I believe in God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, do you shout him out in your music? Like,
I shout him out in my daily life.
In your daily life.
You know what I mean?
Dope. That's because the reason why I asked you that is because to me, like, the people who do the biggest shit, especially when it comes to arts and entertainment, always thank God. J. Cole, Drake, Kanye West, all these guys, they believe in a higher power, and here we are judging these people as if they some reprobate, some evil motherfuckers, when they're just not.
I was about to ask, like, just because they say God, like, which God do you think they're talking about?
That's the whole debate.
You know what I mean? They could be talking about any God.
Are you talking like some Illuminati shit? Nah, you still on that tip?
Nah, there's gods all over.
There's gods all over.
Not even on some Illuminati. There's gods all over.
Yeah, so that's what we're saying. It's different for everybody. But they believe that there's something bigger than them. Surely there's something bigger than us. Because if we were the be all and end all, bro, I'd say we're pretty shit be alls and end alls. But yeah, man, that's just my feeling. True. And I wanted to ask you, what's the vision for the future? What's your next big move? Or do you want to keep that low key?
No. I can let you know a few things. Not everything. I'll let you know a few things.
Alright, give us some.
My project is dropping. I'm dropping an EP first week of September. It's dropping in spring. It's gonna be really fly. Titled Conversations with Cardo. So yeah, and something else, I'm going to be dropping another video later on in the year, collaborating with a few up-and-coming artists that I'm close with as well.
You know what I mean?
So you can just expect more and more and more and more and more content coming from me. All you got to do is just follow the homie.
Okay. Yeah.
But instead of following, quick, 30 seconds, drop bars now, quick. Let's see what you got.
30 seconds.
Off the dome, you call yourself a rapper. I'm going to put you on the spot now. If you want to elevate to those levels, like, no, honestly, I'm not taking a shot at your talent.
Yeah, he's got it. Okay. Let's go. Should we give you a beat? I'll give you a beat.
Nah, I can acapella it if you want.
Okay, there we go. Here we go. Go in for us, boy.
Let's go. I'm drawing nearer to 10,000 hours. A couple more to go until I get my superpowers. This industry is full of villains, I'm the only hero. I see the greener envy in their eyes, I move like Neo. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge and hella jaded. I've been sick, no medication, I'm melanated. This green leaf got me elevated and mad focused. Grass got greener when I exterminated the locusts. They put me in their top tens, I'm climbing the ladder. Ain't never had a reason to crumble under the pressure. The cookie crumbled, this jiggy hustle is on some other. I sprinkle muscle into the batter, my cake is up. A Twitter rappers tagging Tira thinking Uti Wazo Duma. I'm independent, I murder shows, it's all profit.
Yo, nice, dog. That was dope. So, was that off the top of the dome?
Because no,
there was but at least you gave us something. At least, that was dope. That was fun.
I appreciate the fact that you could notice that.
We rappers, dog. We do the damn thing.
The thing about me, the thing is, if you want to be the best of the best, you know, and you're being put on the spot like that to test your true. To test your true sense of like artistry and how your mind thinks. For me, you need to know how to freestyle. You need to know how to express yourself. Whatever the situation, wherever you are. You know what I'm saying?
Can you freestyle?
Yeah, I can. You want me to?
Should we do that again? Let's do it quick. We got some time.
Hold the camera.
I'll join you after
me.
That. Not too long, dog. Yeah, just a few bars.
Okay. Okay, so now the camera's on me. As you can see, I'm R-E-H-A-B, and I whip the worst guys you see. We're on cliffcentral.com. So we drop the bomb every day and night. Hey, what is the DJ and the producer saying at the back? For tech, I don't want your comments coming back to me. Hey, what did you say your name was B? I don't even seem to recall it. So I'm gonna pass it over to Malcolm Dooley. Not just yet. Take the mic back. Don't forget. Don't be quick to forget who brought you the illest rhymes on the illest time. And I'll be repping on the Sunday Times front page. Let me pass it over to you instead, my homie.
We're just about to go on an ad. I hope y'all enjoy it, because you know we're the shit, so come back because we got it. Felicity Spitfires in the room, and you know we're gonna bring the doom. Some drag comedian comedy, you know, like Eddie is a swag, and you know we got that. Yeah, boy.
Like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane. Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Look at all of the things that we've done. Came from the bottom, we climbing the ladder to say we the ones. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God,
oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That was the bomb by Cardo called Squad. I saw the video for that shit, man. Batshit crazy, batshit crazy. But yeah, anyway, back to the next side of the show, man. We've had such a crazy ride so far, and it's about to get crazy, I believe.
Absolutely.
Oh, listen to that energy out here in the building, yo. We have Felicity Spitfire. So you're a drag comedian, right?
That's right, darling. Let me tell you something, love. It is so nice to be on your show. Because I remember you when you were only like, you know, a baby. You were still being carried on your mother's back.
What?
You know, your grandfather, Philemon Ndluli, was actually our gardener in those days.
Oh, really?
I can't believe that his grandson's grown up to be this famous radio host. It's bloody fantastic.
Ah, I remember my grandfather. He was a great man.
He was a wonderful
great,
man.
Great man.
Wonderful man.
Awesome to have you on the show, Felicity. This is my boy Rehab. He's recording us. We're on Facebook as well, live on our Facebook
page. How are you, darling?
I'm all right. Let me just get this mic.
Yeah, absolutely. Take that. You know, the only thing that size that's good is something else in one's mouth.
Yeah.
I assumed you were going to go into that. But
yeah,
let's go into that right now. You know,
I think we might as well. Okay, Felicity.
Yes, darling.
We were talking a little bit earlier. What do we call you, he or she?
No, darling. There's no he about it. It's all she.
Okay.
I mean, let's come to grips with this.
We need to understand. So
okay,
help
darling.
Us.
Look, yeah. I might be a cock in a frock. You understand? Yeah. And I mean, I always tell people that because not many people know what that is.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm still a she.
You identify yourself as a she.
It's very important. My alter ego does the singing for me because I'm sick of drag queens not singing.
It's
just so totally unprofessional that they do this lip sync nonsense.
Oh, do they not sing?
You know, they put old Kylie Minogue on and do their lip sync rubbish. And that's nonsense. You know, performers need to get out there, and if they can sing, they must sing. And that's what I do.
So you're a true performer.
Absolutely, darling. So no question about it.
Where do we find the group of drag queens? Where do you guys chill? Where do you guys hang out? Do you guys have a spot together?
Darling, I try not to chill too much, you know. You've got to keep the old tits together.
Keep it moving.
So when I'm not performing, I tend to be lying at home under my blanket with my husband and my dog watching a bit of television.
All right.
Or actually going to visit Tani Evita, who I must tell you, this is very exciting news, and I'm about to break the news right here on Cliff Central.
Oh, awesome.
I went for blood tests last week, darlings, because there's been a rumor around for a long time that actually I am the love child of Tani Evita Besaidnote and Pik Buerta. So we're just waiting for those blood tests to come back in. It's very exciting news. If that's the case, this country's going to be shattered.
Their dreams will be realized once and for all. You'll be that guy.
Absolutely. I'm just having a suck on my hard vape.
Cool. You can go for it. I used to smoke, so I quit about three months and 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no, I stopped smoking ages ago. Love, this is actually from my boys at the Vapory. I must give a shout out.
Who are they?
They own this company called The Vapory, and I'm the brand ambassador for that.
Oh, cool.
All I said to them, I said, darlings, all I want is something long and hard.
They gave me stainless steel.
Absolutely, but it's nice and cold on the tongue.
You need that, right. No, that's awesome, Felicity. So tell me a little bit about your show, The Groot Trek Spectacular.
That's right, love. Yeah. I wanted to actually call it Felicity Spitfire's Groot Draat Trek, but my husband thought that might be a little bit inappropriate.
Okay.
So we just stuck with the Groot Trek. We got on the ox wagon. And really what it is, it's my life story. It's my whole life story going all the way back to when I finished school at Benoni High. You know, I was at Benoni High School.
Oh, wow. Shit.
And at that stage, I went off to America. I saw a brochure for America, and I went off to work at this place called The Rising Sun. Now, no one told me it was a brothel, love. I haven't spent that many hours with my legs in the air. I mean, so we go all the way back to The Rising Sun because it's where my love of the arts actually started. You know, I used to work with girls like Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette. A lot of the famous American country singers, of course, worked at The Rising Sun.
Yeah.
And the male country singers like Willie Nelson and Kenny Rogers. lodges, they used to come in for a quickie. So I developed this wonderful, wonderful love for country music. So we go all the way back to that, and right through the whole show, I tell my whole life story.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's the spectacular. And the spectacular's got beautiful dancers, and then this one has the live band, which is just going to be absolutely stunning.
All right, the live band being Last Chance Seattle.
Last Chance. Yeah. I always want to call them First Chance Chicago. No, Last Chance Seattle. And, yeah, and they're stunning. I mean, those boys are going to be in mankinis. They're wonderful.
We've had a show with them that was amazing. They are really awesome. So
absolutely.
It must be a thriller to
so
go to.
And they're so hot, love. Like, yeah. So sexy on stage. makes my heart flutter, love.
Oh, that's so awesome. So that's at the Atterbury Theatre, right?
That one's going to be at the Atterbury Theatre on November the 15th.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're actually doing a second performance of the spectacular for the Theatre Benevolent Fund. Now, I don't know if the two of you know what the Benevolent Fund
no,
is.
No,
are we
no,
a bit
no.
too young for that?
But one day when you two are a little older and being in the entertainment industry, you don't have any money and you're starving.
Yeah, yeah. It's happening right now, so we'll just carry on doing
it. Well, the Theatre Benevolent Fund will look after you because we try and look after the performing artists in South Africa.
Oh, really?
So it's very exciting.
Ah.
Liz Mayring is the chairperson of that at the moment, and it's very exciting.
I need to get in contact with Liz, yeah, man. Data's expensive.
Don't worry, you can go into politics, love. I heard you talking earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
You can join the EFF.
I'm thinking of being the president one day. We're just going to have a different world, man. A completely different free society.
I heard you guys at the start of the show talking about politics. Do you mind if I just touch on that? Just
please
briefly?
Do. This is exciting.
You know, particularly in Swane now, where the DA managed to pip the ANC, but they're still going to have to form a coalition with old Juju.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually very exciting, and I believe that it's going to see the birth of a new political party called DFAC. You know, the Democratic Economic Freedom Fighters Alliance Coalition. And I've already written to the DA. I said, look, could you just change the A to an O? Because the people living in Swanee, it would be more appropriate if the party was then called DFOK.
DFOK.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what those people are going to get up to? Juju running around on the loose is just very scary.
Do we ever know what these people are going to get up to? That's the whole problem. That's
no,
the
I don't
whole question.
Think so, exactly. Love. I think that's what makes politics so exciting. I was actually going to run as an independent candidate in my hometown of Stainsburg.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that South Africa was ready for a white female dictator. You know, America is. They've got Hillary. They're ready for her.
But in
South Africa, we're still a little bit behind.
We are still a little bit behind. And speaking of, how does the audience receive you? Has your reception of you been harsh, or do they actually like your
style? Darling, it's fascinating. The oldies who you'd expect to be very conservative tend to all want to take Felicity home and shag her.
Oh,
I mean, that's
really?
Just the way
we were hiding some things deep inside.
We were on the Platteland, and these old Boere farmers kept wanting to drop their keys into my drink and go, you know, I'm be waiting.
Was
for
it the beer goggles?
Yeah, I'm not sure, love, but obviously the tits quite
attractive.
Yeah, very attractive. But the young people, we still find a little bit of homophobia creeping in amongst the young people, which I find very sad.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
Well, it's because we like to just like stuff on Facebook. That's how we change the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't even go out and really date anymore. Yeah. You young people just get on the old computer and
swipe,
go to the side.
Swipe. You see, that's the thing. There's a lot of what I like to call pseudo-revolutionaries out of here. You know, they like to have a good social media presence or image. So they'll say a whole lot of shit that's supposed to sound good. For instance, like they'll put their picture as the France flag, or you know, they'll like some deep quote about everybody being who they are.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to the real shit,
absolutely, it doesn't really affect us. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And it's just because it makes them feel good that they feel, oh, well, I must say I'm sorry about that. You know, I'm a homosexual. And the Orlando bombings were absolutely terrible.
But
at the end of the day, I couldn't do anything about it. I felt sorry for them, but I didn't feel the need to put an American flag on my Facebook
post. But continuing is saying something, knowing that there are people who are willing to come and shoot up a club, and you just carry on saying, fuck you guys.
Absolutely, darling.
That's what
that's
you're doing
you
about
playing
it.
Your part.
You know, if I was on stage, I would have just kept singing, because I believe that we all need to just stand up and go, this is what the times are, and we must fight through them. That's how you defeat terrorism.
You're willing to die for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, darling. You've got it. You've got the juice, Felicity. I like that. Yeah, if you want to speak to Felicity, come holler at us at Cliff Central at 0861555189. I'll give you that number again, 0861555189. And also,
we going to take a live phone call? How
maybe,
exciting.
maybe there might be somebody who has questions to ask, man.
See if anyone wants to talk to. I've always wanted to have my own radio show, really.
Oh, really?
Or talk show. I want to follow in the steps of Nolene Marwana Sunclick.
Okay.
And I don't try and do the click because I know that you African people.
Sunclick. Oh, so you say click in the place of the click.
Because
okay.
You get a bit temperamental if the white people do the wrong click. So I just call her Nolene Marwana Sunclick.
Okay, okay.
I really, I would love to have my own show like she does.
Yeah. No, I feel you, bro. You've got the voice for radio. You've got the voice. I'm excited to come see
and
you
the look,
perform.
Darling. Do I not look stunning? Tell your listeners how fabulous.
Yeah, your dress is fabulous, bro. It's
and of
purple.
Course the heels,
and
like.
She's wearing heels. She's
stilettos.
Got great boobs. Yeah. She's got it all going on.
So I went to Madame Zingara. So now, like, I actually think you would fit perfectly in there. Actually, as the host, because the host is actually also a drag queen. And I'm thinking now, why did they pick that other person instead of you?
Good question, darling. A very good question. Because at the end of the day, I am the hottest property in this country at the
hand
moment.
Down, hand
yeah,
down.
Yeah. Let the people know. You know. Tell them again.
If there are any other drag queens out there, put it in your pocket, bitches. Because the Felicity Spitfire has taken
ooh,
over.
Ooh, I can hear that. That's some real shit.
Absolutely.
You're talking the absolute
and you know
truth.
Why, darling? Because really, I don't like to associate myself as a drag queen. I am a female impersonator at the end of the day.
Okay.
I am my own person, just like Tani Vita. You know, I don't need to call myself my cocks a floppin' or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, it is me. It's Felicity Spitfire, the name I was given at birth. Well, almost.
Almost.
And you just need to roll with the punches. This is about comedy.
Yeah.
Look, I do think that too many people in South Africa are attempting to do stand-up comedy. Every second person does comedy. I must tell you this quickly while you're waiting for a call.
Yeah.
I got home the other day and I found my domestic worker. Actually, she'd invited all the other maids from the area around to my home. And she was standing doing stand-up comedy for them.
Oh,
using
what?
My material.
You know,
absolutely ridiculous.
That's
I thought,
crazy.
I said, to her, I said, Gladys, what do you think you're doing? She said, Bas, I'm doing your material for you. You know,
oh, shit.
My material's going into the townships.
Was it working? Were they laughing?
Yes, they were.
Oh, of course they were.
But
I mean,
suppose a black lady impersonating a white male lady is actually quite funny.
It does sound hilarious.
Well, at least now you're going to get bums on seats, like asses on seats.
You
absolutely,
could have a show
darling,
in
that's
the township.
What it's all about.
Yeah, you could
free
have a
publicity,
show.
Free publicity.
Do you know something, love? On Mark, on that comment, actually, I once did a show where it was an all black and coloured audience, not a white person. Amongst them.
Oh, really?
It was in Kimberley and it was the most amazing cathartic experience.
Yeah.
And since then I've said I would love to go and do a show in Soweto or, you know, Alexander. I want to be taken to those areas and it's really about finding venues because as a white woman I just don't know that I'd be that welcome in Soweto.
Yeah, you probably would. People are open-minded in Soweto too. I mean, they live
I'm just going to take another suck while you're chatting away.
Go enjoy your suck. Enjoy your suck. So yeah, we were thinking about, you know, the comedy scene and what's been happening, and you say there aren't every second person wants to be a comedian, but genuinely speaking, there aren't really. I'd say there's maybe 1,500 comedians.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah, but there's a lot
but
more.
But of those 1,500, it
saying.
Is growing. It is growing. But I just wish they'd all find some new material. Really.
So they need to be good. Yeah, there aren't enough good ones.
They steal each other's material
that
all
is
the
true.
Time.
That is true.
Yeah, for my money, Mark Banks is the best comedian to come out of South Africa.
Oh, wow.
I absolutely love
him. Mark Banks is dope. I love
him. You know, he's fantastic. He's always clever. He's relevant. And he's funny. He's genuinely funny.
But don't you think it's also a thing of people just, you know, spending some time trying to find their voice as well?
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree with you more. I do think so. I think it's about trying to find that inner issue that you can have a voice for.
Yeah. What do you think is the starting point for a comedian? Like, let me say, for you, okay, you how do you decide to be a drag? Or did that just happen naturally? Did you feel like this is
who you are? Not at all, darling. My alter ego is actually quite a serious actor.
Okay.
My husband, or I like to call him our husband, because my alter ego is obviously married to him.
You're sharing.
As well.
Hey,
so we
I'm
share.
Starting to
what
get
did you
it
get
now?
Married twice as well, or how did it work?
Pretty much, but we won't go into that. That's a sordid Zuma story, so let's not have an Akandla moment on the show.
Okay, let's
anyway, so the thing was, my husband actually came up with this character, and he said, you know, let's create Felicity Spitfire. And I was very anti the idea to start off with. And we did it. We did our first performance, and I came off stage and I went, my God, this actually
Where worked. Was your first performance?
In East London, of all places, you know, right yeah. by the sea. And we had the Enchir Kerk had booked out a table of 24 people. And I thought, oh my God, you know, these people are going to be a bit freaked out by the cock in a frock. Yeah. And they loved her. They were pinching my ass the whole number right through the whole show.
How do they pinch your ass? Can they reach you on the stage? Do you see, a walkabout?
I try and mingle with my audience. I don't believe in the barriers between the audience and the performer.
Oh, nice. That's interesting.
So that's going to be the challenge at the Atterbury Theatre, is getting into the auditorium, but yeah. I will do that.
Yeah,
that's
if you have a cordless mic, I mean.
And since then, the character's kind of blossomed and taken off, and my life story's become important to people.
Yes.
And material, you know, if I can give a little bit of advice to other comedians, material's so easy to find. All you do is you go and sit and have coffee, all right?
Okay.
And you watch, you observe what's happening around you.
People.
And then you sit with your friends and you listen to all the shit they talk.
Yeah.
And they give you your material.
All day, every day.
All you've got to do is put it together. And it's there.
That is true. That
that's
is
honestly what
true.
It is. I mean, that's how I do my comedy. For example, like I don't necessarily write it all out. I write down the points.
Absolutely.
And then I freestyle the rest of it and see what
Absolutely.
Works and what doesn't work.
Yeah. Because for something to be funny, what I'd always say to people is, no matter what the situation is, there's always something funny about.
Exactly.
It.
Anything is funny. Everybody is funny.
Absolutely.
It just takes balls. Or for your case, balls and tits,
Absolutely.
To make it amazing on stage.
That's correct.
All right.
And of course,
right.
look, the fact that it's a singing comedy does make it a little different to what the others are doing.
So. That is
so,
very
like,
interesting.
Like, do you really have a voice? I'd like to hear a little something, if I may.
Now, darling, if you don't mind me pointing out to you, as I reminded you, my alter ego does the singing.
Ah.
So that brings out the deep voice inside me.
Oh. So we have to go see a show. So that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
You really need to come and experience.
Just because we're about to wrap up, Felicity, tell us where we can find you on social media if you do have the likes, and about your next show that we can go out and see.
Yes, no, absolutely. Look, I would love you all to pop onto Felicity Spitfire, the page on Facebook, and like the page. And you can also befriend me. I do have a profile, Felicity Spitfire. Just no stalkers, please, because I had a gentleman in East London who wanted to keep sending me pictures of his willy.
Oh,
it was most
no.
disgusting. And
Don't
then
know why
on,
people do
on
that.
Twitter, I am at Felicity S. So please pop onto the pages, find them. And the Atterbury Theatre will be opening bookings through CompuTicket in the next 10 days. So
oh, right.
that one will be up
so
and running.
So the same place you got our tickets.
For
go
Carnival
get,
City.
Go get Felicity's tickets.
Absolutely,
yeah, at
darling.
CompuTicket.
Book them.
It's been so awesome chilling with you, Felicity, and trying to learn and understand from your side and your perspective. I think you're hilarious, and I think the show is going to be amazing. So go check it out, y'all.
Darlings, thank you so much.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure.
No,
All
thank
right.
Thank you.
And just to wrap up, Rehab, tell them a little bit about your men's health cover shit where people can still vote for you, right?
Listen, people, the voting is still carrying on. Hop onto the men's health page or just go to coverguide.menshealth.com, if I'm not mistaken. Click on there, search for me, Rehab Cecilia. That's obviously my Facebook profile. You know,
yeah.
Voting ends 5th of September. After that, I'll do the rest and I'm gonna get myself on the fucking cover. Thanks to you people who are supporting
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so
I really
vote,
appreciate
vote,
it.
Vote for Rehab Cecilia for men's
vote,
health
vote,
cover
vote,
guy.
Vote, vote.
Let's just flourish out here in this bitch. Still waiting on the call for the semi final date from Parker's.
There's
for the Comedy
so much
Central
going
competition.
On.
Giles, tomorrow on Thursday, we coming out with something fresh, something hot, something new. Cause niggas are mising us in this industry. So we can hold it down. On our own, we're gonna make it hot for y'all. We're gonna make it hot for y'all, my brother.
Easy.
So come to Giles Restaurant, Craig Oak Park. That's Thursday. And watch out for me in the Comedy Central grab the mic competition at Parker's. And yeah, we here every Wednesday, and it's always hot. Today we brought you Felicity Spitfire, so you know it's hot. We brought you Cardo with these rhymes.
You were spitting fire.
We were spitting fire. It's always dope. We're the worst guys. And on that, no more parties, please, guys. No more parties. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.